This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Season 6 of Creepypasta Myths. I am your host, Andrew. Please, enjoy tonight's creepy reading. Let's begin. Look at Me, written by Theater Guy. One evening, when I was in my junior year of high school, my mom and dad went out, leaving me home alone. I had a lot of homework to do, so I spent the whole evening sitting at the desk in my bedroom. My parents left the house around 6 p.m. While I was doing my homework, I put on my headphones and listened to loud music. There was a big storm that night, and my desk was facing the window, so I could see the rain and the lightning outside. My parents got back around 11 p.m. When I saw their car drive up, I took off the headphones. As soon as my mom opened the front door and came inside, I heard her shout my name. "What on earth happened in here?" she demanded in an angry voice. Confused, I ran downstairs. My mom was standing in the hallway with a furious look on her face. She pointed at the floor and yelled, "Was this you?" I looked down and saw the carpet was covered in muddy footprints. "I have no idea how those got there," I said. "I spent the whole night at my desk doing my homework." I watched as the look of her face changed from anger to confusion and then to fear. We both realized at the same time, someone else must have been in the house. We followed the trail of footprints, trying to make sense of the whole situation. They started at the back door, which we usually left unlocked. Then we noticed something else. The footprints started at the back door, but there was no trail of footprints leaving the back door. All of a sudden, we hear something loud. Pounding noise that echoed throughout the house. Then, the sound of the front door being wrenched open and slammed shut again. We all ran into the garage and locked the door behind us. My mom took out her cell phone and called the police. "Please come quickly," she shouted. "Someone is in our house." After what seemed like hours, a patrol car arrived with two police officers, a male and a female. One officer stayed with us in the garage while his partner went through the house, searching room by room. When she came back, the female officer told us that there was no one in the house, and it was safe to go back in. As we were all breathing a sigh of relief, she asked, "Whose bedroom is upstairs on the left?" My parents looked at me. "It's mine," I told the officer. She asked us to follow her. As we walked through the house, we could see the trail of muddy footprints leading the back door, through the living room, through the hallway, up the stairs, into my parents' bedroom, and then towards my room. They stopped at my doorway. The female officer pointed at the door, which had been open the whole night. Scrawled on it, in black marker, was the following.
847, I see you. 853, you forgot to lock the back door. 859, you seem confused. 924, turn around. 947, look at me. 1015, look at me. 1037, look at me. 1049, look at me.
For more than 2 hours, someone had been standing in my doorway, watching me. To this day, I still shudder to think what would have happened if I had turned around.
Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Spotify,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen to. If you haven't done so yet, please do a review. It helps me out. Everything that I use is in the description below. Thank you again for listening to Creepypasta Myths. I'll see you guys next week with a brand new episode.